baby, really built for speed. Got all the soul he's old and we need. You think I'm evil? Honey, did you wait and see? Yeah, cause you spell a hook's name, capital B-A-B. You know that I carry a hand of pistol, honey. Knife and razor too. Don't you tell a hook nothing, cause it's always telling you. Yeah, did you think I'm evil, people? Yeah, did you wait and see? Cause I tell you that you spell a hook's name, capital B-A-B. You know if you seen me once, honey, you know you seen me again. This 2GM hook is baby, and I'm a hold of it. If you think I'm evil, people just you wait and see. Cause you spell a hook's name, capital B-A-B. I'm telling you now, bang.
Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. I get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City, and that mighty pretty you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Black Bear, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Want you get hit to this timely tip. When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Your kicks on Route 66. Yeah, who out there can miss the voice of the great, late great Mr. Nat King Cole and his trio, Capitol Records 1946, big hit for Mr. Cole. Here on the GM Hooker Show, WJZ 106.1 FM, on your radio dial, the heart of downtown Hayville's rhythm and blues radio. Yeah, bringing you another GM Hooker special. Tonight, we are dedicating this, yeah, another big Ed Reardon special. My buddy Ed Reardon out in Mount Kisco, New York. Yeah, we are doing Eddie Reardon's wish list. Yeah, we've gone through. Eddie sent me his wish list of 45, 78s. Records over the years, and many, many years, over 40, 45 years of records that Eddie wants, still in his wish list, and the Hook went through the wish list and tried to pick out some that would fit the GM Hooker Show's rhythm and blues format. Yeah, like that one. Nat King Cole and his trio, and Route 66. And how about this one, from July of 1944? Yeah, this is off Eddie's list. This is the Christine Chapman Orchestra, featuring the voice of the great Maybelle Smith. Big Maybelle, her first record, Hurry, Hurry.
The mailman walks right by my door today. The mailman walks right by my door today. Didn't bring no letter, just kept going on his way. Hurry, hurry, baby, I can't hold on much more. I can't hold on much more. Seem like every day I love you more than the day before.
That I spend with you, it keeps them buzzing. to fly you, and I'm not denying you that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. And for a change I'm in, oh, in a crazy kind of day, yes, a lazy sort of day. When I go walking, hear people talking, our affair is not a passing thing. And they whisper about flowers I keep sending, by the dozen, and they wonder about the hour that I spend with you. Them buzzing rumors of flying, I'm not denying, they are sure that I'm in love with you. And for a change, darling,
yeah, the Deluxe label? September of 1946, reviewed in the November 1946 issue of the Billboard magazine. Those were the Revelators, and Rumors Are Flying. Yeah, they were flying all over the place. The Revelators, actually, the Southern Jubilee Quartet. And there is some information here that the Revelators went on, at least some of them, to form the Ebonairs a few years later. Yeah, rumors are flying, like this rumor. The Atlas label, this is from July of 1945. Johnny Moore's Three Blazes, featuring a vocal by Frankie Lane. Yeah, the Frankie Lane. Was this his very first record? Could be. This is Melancholy Madeline. Johnny Moore's Three Blazes, featuring Frankie Lane.
Come with me and hear the story of the blues in all its glory. Gather round and I'll expound Melancholy Madeline. She delights in tears and partings, laughs at love and calls you smarty. She's the girl with no morale, Melancholy Madeline. If I should wither and try to save her, show her how to find some happiness, she'd stand beside me and then deride me. You're the cause of all this joy, oh boy. If someday you find me weary, filled with gloom, depressed and dreary, lay the blame upon that thing, Melancholy Madeline. Lay the blame upon that thing, melancholy Maryland, melancholy Maryland.
Yeah, Johnny Moore's Three Places, featuring the voice of the great Frankie Lane in one of his first records, Atlas Label, from July of 1945. And we're going to jump up now about 12 years to show you that some of those great singers that became great pop singers, yeah, they're singing with rhythm and blues groups. And here, not to steal away the thunder from his buddy Frank Sinatra, who also sang with the same group, this is Dean Martin with the vocal group, R&B vocal group, The Nuggets. This is from October of 1957, the Capitol label, and I'm going to steal you away. The unlikely coupling of Dean Martin and the Nuggets.
Baby, don't.
I'm going to steal you away.
Baby, don't.
I'm going to steal you away.
One of these nights when all is still, I'm going to climb your windowsill. And if my plans work out okay, I'm gonna steal you away. When everyone is fast asleep, into your room I'll softly creep. And in my cloak of misty gray, I'm gonna steal you away. What if detectives begin to trail me? What if they find us? They wouldn't jail me. Though I was stealing, they set me free. When they see that we're married happily. So if one night your window squeaks, and if the floor around you creaks, it's gonna be elopement day. I'm gonna steal you away.
But if the detectives began to tell me,
what if they find me? They wouldn't jail me.
Though I was stealing, they let me be.
When they see that we're married happily, so if one night your window squeaks, and if the floor around you creaks, it's gonna be elopement day. I'm gonna steal you,
yeah.
I'm gonna steal you,
yeah.
Baby, I'm gonna steal you away.
Yeah, talk about your unlikely couplings on record. Yeah, Dean Martin and the Nuggets from October of 1957. I'm going to steal you away. Yeah, reminding you that you're listening to the G.M. Hooker Show, WJZ 106.1 FM on your radio, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio, tonight presenting, yeah, the best of Eddie Reardon's wish list. Yeah, records that Big Eddie Reardon out in Mount Kisco, New York, wants in his collection. Well, Eddie, I'm going to go you one better. Here's one everybody wants in their collection. Yeah, from October of 1950, this is Lynn Howard on the National label. These are the Piano Lesson Blues, or the story of G.M. Hooker's youth. Yeah, for you on WJZ.
But Boogie Woogie is his pride and joy, and that's the way he likes to play. When little Herman Humperdinkle plays the piano, he stands up and he rocks like a natural man. But every time he gets the ball, and you can hear his mama calling, Herman! He's got the blues, the piano Irma likes to play it like they do in Savannah, and everybody says that he's a big boogie man. But just as everything is seeming, you can hear his mama screaming, Herman! He's got the Steinway, I mean, can I be piano lesson blue?
Around two or three times from the 1940s into the early 1950s. Those were the Basin Street Boys singing the classic Leon and Otis Renee, I Sold My Heart to the Junk Man, originally issued on the exclusive label from June of 1947, reissued on exclusive year later, in July of 1948, and finally in early 1953, issued on the Flame label, a Jack Lauderdale label out of L.A., yeah, I sold my heart to the junk man, the Basin Street Boys. And let's take another one of those. These are the Beale Street Boys. This is their first record, released on the MGM label, February 1948. Reviewed in Cash Park in April 9th of that particular year. Bob Davis, James Pugh, David Pugh, William Barnes. And Teach Me Baby. These are the Beale Street Boys.
You tell me my technique is weak.
Oink.
You say my hug and squeeze don't please. Teach me, baby.
Do it now.
I wanna know how. I try to be so nice, no dice.
Oink.
And when we're in the dark, no spark. Teach me, baby.
Do it fast.
How long can I last?
Honey,
do
I ain't fooling.
Do
I wanna be good when I'm bad? Honey,
do
I need fooling. I'll be the best darn pupil you ever had.
I give you all I've got, so what?
Oink!
Just when I think there's hope, no soap. Teach me, baby.
Teach me right.
I mellow tonight. You tell me my technique is weak. You say my hug and squeeze don't please. Won't you teach me, baby?
Do it now.
I wanna know how. I try to be so nice. No dice. And when we're in the dark, no spark. Won't you teach me, baby?
Do it fast.
How long can I last?
Honey, I ain't fooling. I wanna be good when I'm bad. Honey, I need fooling. I'll be the best darn pupil you ever had.
I give you all I've got, so what?
Point.
Just when I think there's hope, no soap. Teach me, baby.
Right,
I'm mellow tonight. Don't fight, so mellow tonight.
Heaven. Been to all mankind, understanding and a peace in mind. But is it not asking too much? Please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along. Will enter when the hate is gone. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. I lay awake nights and pound the world trouble, and my answer is always the same, that unless man put an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world in a flame. sing just because I'm in misery. I don't beg for no sympathy, but if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love.
Yeah, the uncontested poet of the blues. That was the late, great Mr. Percy Mayfield. And please send me someone to love. Released in September of 1950 on the specialty label by Christmas of that year was one of the top hits in rhythm and blues. Yeah, and reminding you, you're listening to G.M. Hooker Show's Big Eddie Reardon's Your Wish List Special. Yeah, the records that Eddie Reardon still wants to put into his collection. Like this one from January of 1952, the OK label. This is Chris Powell and his Five Blue Flames, featuring a tenor sax solo by Vance Wilson and the very beautiful October Twilight.
Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom. Wah!
Mm-hmm.
Rock-a-bye boogie on the bar. When the swing goes, the rhythm will rock. When the bop beats, the rhythm will fall. Now we're gonna be by boogie and all.
Rock-a-bye boogie, rock, rock. Rock-a-bye boogie, rock, rock.
Rock-a-bye boogie, rock, rock. Rock, 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 rock. We're rock-a-bye boogie on the bar. Slowly, your blood never will stop. Bop breaks, the boogie will fall. And I will come boogie, bebop and all. This is jazz, there's a rock on the bebop boogie key. Use the same old rule, use in school, and you can't jump me.
Rock-a-bye boogie, rock, rock. Rock-a-bye boogie, rock, rock. Rock-a-bye boogie, rock, rock. Rock, 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 rock.
Rhyme on the bebop boogie key. Use the same old rules, use them too, and you get jump with two. Rock the bad boogie on the bebop. You get so groovy, you never will stop. When the plan plays, the bebop will fall. You go boogie woogie, bebopping it all.
Rock the bad boogie, rock, rock. Rock the bad boogie, rock, rock. Rock the bad boogie, rock, rock. Rock, 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 rock.
Yeah, from March of 1949, that's the Jubilee label. That was the Rockabye Boogie, Laverne Ray, and the Three Riffs, and the Pinky Williams Orchestra, good old Pinky Williams, yeah. And that was one of the records that Eddie's been trying to get for a long while. And one of the things that came up here was Eddie wasn't too sure, and I hope that answered your question, Eddie, whether Laverne Ray was male or female. Sounds like Laverne Ray was a female rhythm and blues vocalist. Yeah, the Rock-a-Bye Boogie. Yeah, and now from late 1952, one of the Hook's favorite records. And you got to get this one, Ed. Yeah, this is Helen Foster and the Rovers, the Republic label, and you belong to me.
Wow, ooh, wow, ooh, wow, ooh. Wow, ooh, wow, ooh, wow,
ooh. See the pyramids along the Nile. Watch the sunrise on the tropic isles. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears, you belong.
Alone without you.
my darling, till you home again. You belong to me.
Yeah, from May of 1952, the Choral Rhythm and Blues label. That was the Train Train Blues by the Blues Caravan. Yeah, featuring Zilla Mays and her buddies and Mr. John Peake. Yeah, that was a cover of the big Danny Overby hit of the same name. Yeah, and staying in 1952, from December of 1952, going to the MGM label. Yeah, and the brother of the Ink Spots, Bill Kenny, Mr. Herb Kenny, singing with a group called the Rockets, and I Miss You So. There's been quite a bit of speculation among collectors about who the Rockets really were. Herb Kenny cut about three or four sides in the early 50s with the Rockets. Orchestra is conducted by one Mr. Fred Norman, one of the great black orchestras of the late 40s and the early 1950s. And Fred Norman had as his vocal group singing with that orchestra a group known as the Normanaires. Could it be the Rockets and the Normanaires? Could be one and the same. In any event, from December of 1952, I Miss You So, Herb Kenny and the Rockets.
Those happy hours I've spent with you, that lovely afterglow, most of all I miss you so. Your sweet caresses, each rendezvous, your voice so soft and low, most of all I miss you so. once filled my heart with no regret, no fear. Now you'll find my heart filled to the top with tears. I'll always love you and want you to. How much you'll never know, most of all. I miss you so.
Those lonely hours I spent with you, that lovely afterglow,
most of all. I miss you so.
Your sweet caresses, each rendezvous, your voice so soft and low,
most of all. I miss you so. You once filled my heart with no regret, no fear. Now you'll find my heart filled to the top with tears. I'll always love you and want you to. How much you'll never know, most of all.
Most of all,
I miss you so.
Miss you so.
Yeah, let me remind you that you're listening to WJZ, the GM Hookah Show tonight. The Eddie Reardon special, yeah, we're going into that wish list, want list of records that Eddie Reardon has had for the last 40-plus years. Like this one, the United Label from February of 1953, the Dozier Boys, and I Keep Thinking of You.
Every time I hear your name, I feel sad and kind of blue. Though I know you're not the same, I keep thinking of you. I don't wanna stay at home. I'll go out with someone new, but I'll still be all alone. I keep thinking of you. Maybe someday our love was just a game, 'cause your love was never true. But I'll always feel the same and keep thinking of you. Maybe someday and
gave you my life, my soul, my all. You know I need you. Why treat me cruel? Do you miss the thrill? I still recall that one night with a fool, roughly caressing and kissing me. You were as stubborn as a mule, but your lips were ecstasy. That one night with a fool, I thought I were tired of you, but when I tried to close the door, each time you looked at me, each time you touched me, I wanted you.
From early 1954, the Lucky Label from Hollywood, California. Those were the Hollywood Flames, and One Night with a Fool. And on that one, I say, good luck, Ed. Very, very rare rhythm and blues record. Yeah, and on we go to March of 1954. This is the Herald Label, yeah, and the original of a record covered later on by Bill Haley on the other side of his Rock Around the Clock. This is the original, Dickie Thompson and 13 Women. And only one man in town, Dickie Thompson.
Well, there was a 13 of women and only one man in town. There was a 13 of women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town was me. Women and only one man in town. I had two gals every morning, serving my breakfast in bed, and on the calendar jack one rubbed my back while another one rubbed my head. Two gals gave me my money, two gals to buy my clothes, and another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring about 40 carats I suppose. 13 women and only one man in town. Yes, there was a 13 women and only one man in town. And Lord, I was having a ball, cause just like a fool I tried to love them all. 13 women and only one man in town. I had 13 beautiful women giving everything they could. Well, you think that I was the only man alive, but they sure kept it feeling good. Lord knows I was living, but just how long could I last? Then I decided I better say goodbye, cause these gals were driving me too fast. 13 women and only one man at a time. There was a 13 women and only one man at a time. Well, I can't tell you where I've been, cause I kind of think that someday I'll go back again to those 13 women and only one man in town. Imagine 13 women and me the only man in town. 13 women and me the only man in town.
The original Ember label, Ember number 101, in 1953, issued that record, Paradise Hill, by the Embers, and Ember Records just disbanded. And it was reissued again on the Harold label about April of 1953. Yes, the Ember label didn't start up again until 1956. That, the original of Paradise Hill, by the Embers. And yeah, now we're going to go upbeat a little bit here. We're going to go stay in 1954 from December of 1954. The great Mr. Pee-wee Creighton, vocal and guitar, and on the Imperial label, You Know Ya.
Say, hey, you're going my way. I dare you know, yeah. I dare you know, yeah. I dare you know, yeah. Baby, let's live it up today. She climbed in beside me and we began to cruise. And she said to me, Dad, have you got any time to lose? I dare you know, yeah. I dare you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah, baby, let's live it up today. Then we drove on out to the edge of town. And she said, pretty daddy, do you play around? I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah. I say, you know, yeah, baby, let's
I say you know, yeah, baby, and we lived it up that day. The kind of girl he wants me to be. I once had a heart that was young and gay, but now it's blue since he's away. You picked him out from all the rest, and with your help he'll do his best. Oh, home to me. Heavenly Father, I pray to thee. I once had a heart that was young and gay, but now it's blue since he's away. You picked him out from all the rest, and with your help he'll do his best. So take care of him, bring him home to me. Heavenly Father, I pray to
yes, from March of 1952, Korean War was still going strong, and a lot of people don't realize that particular record, the original Heavenly Father, that was Edna McGriff with the Buddy Lucas Band, Jubilee Records, March of 1952, actually was a Korean War song. Young girl singing about the boy she loves, and that her Heavenly Father, God up above, will take care of him and bring her home to her. Yeah, Jubilee Records. Again, this from March of 1953, a year later. This one on a beautiful red plastic. Yeah, these are the Marylanders. And a record that the Hook was lucky enough to find about three copies of in a sale way back in the mid-1950s. These are the Marylanders in their version of Fried Chicken.
Chicken till the day I die.
Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Well, now there's a guy who lives next door. He's been mad three times before. Just to be sure he'll stay that way.
Eat fried chicken at least once a day. Fried chicken.
Chicken till the day I die.
Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Well, now there's a guy who lives next door. He's been mad three times before. but now he's happy with the one he's got.
Cause her fried chicken really is the spot. Fried chicken,
17 new wings.
Fried chicken,
they feel with a nice feet.
Fried chicken,
keeps stacking it up high.
Fried chicken till the day I die.
Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Oh, wealthy man is kind and true. He'll always share his love with you. To be sure he'll stay that way.
Eating fried chicken at least once a day. Fried chicken. Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Oh, wealthy man, it's kind of true. He'll always share his love with you. To be sure he'll stay that way.
Eat fried chicken at least once a day. Fried chicken.
Chicken till the day I die.
Gonna eat fried chicken till the day I die.
Do you love me? $64,000 question. I never took a walk to school. I'm just playing doggone fool. Come on, honey, I'm in a hustle. What do you want? Brain and muscle. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question. I can't spell those big long words. Don't know much about the bees and birds. Come on, honey, tell me quick. This long waiting is making me sick. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question. I can't boil a pot of tea. I'm soup to nuts, you're it for me. Can't cook a cake or bake a potato. But honey, you're right for me. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Plenty of guys named Sam. What they can do, I can do better than. As them to can, them to can't. What do you want, a mind of man? Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Tell me nothing, baby, let me know. I don't know the girl, just ran to go. She'll sell for a big Cadillac. She don't know hard time. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question.
Yeah, from September of 1955. Yeah, that is Bobby Tuggle on the checker label and the $64,000 question. Great guitar and an unknown vocal group backing him up. Yeah, and now the hook is going to remind you that you're listening to station WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's rhythm and blues radio. This is the GM Hooker Show, 106.1 on your FM dial. Yeah, tonight, the Eddie Reardon wish list special. These are records that Eddie's had on his wish list for a long, long time, about 40 years. And we're playing some of the rhythm and blues dynamite records that Eddie has on that wish list. And I hope he gets them, Ed. Now, this is one that I had to put in here. Yeah, this one isn't on Ed's wish list, but I wish it, you know, wish it was, and maybe it will be. Yeah, this here is from October of 1958 on the Duke label. This is Bobby Blue Bland. Yeah, and, well, there's a story that goes behind this record. When the Hook was a senior in high school, back around January or February, he and one of his fellow members of the Armadillos, Mr. Robert Tulanian, Bobby Tulanian, we had written a song. And we were figuring out, you know, we thought it was pretty good. And so at that time, the Hook had been sending for records from Duke Records down in Houston, Texas, and he sent down to Houston, sent this down to Mr. Don Roby, the president of Duke Records, to find out if he liked the song. And we waited and waited, and about 5-6 months went by. We didn't hear anything. We said, ah, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and went out and bought a brand new Bobby Blue Bland record. This one was You Did Me Wrong, was being played on the radio. And the Hook brought it home, flipped it over, and what do you think? With a new title on it, same melody, same song, with a few things just changed in it just a tiny bit, there was our song, now called I Lost Sight on the World, and it was credited to Mr. Don Roby. This is a song written by the Hook himself and friend Bob Tulanian when we were seniors in high school, and credited to Mr. Don Roby and sung by Mr. Bobby Blue Bland. I Lost Sight of the World, from October of 1958.
Thank you. cause the love is so. Looking at the moon up in the sky, thinking about the girl and I almost cry. When I get home, I'm gonna pull off my shoes, get on the floor, and dance away my blues. Do the backwood rock, Do the backwood rock, Do the backwood rock, I'm gonna dance away all my blues.
Yay, the sound of Herman Little Junior Parker on the Duke label, June of 1958, and something the Hook used to dance to, thing called the Barefoot Rock. Yeah, quite a big rock and dance record. Yeah, now, here's another record, and God, the Hook has got all sorts of stories here. This one here, the Hook's friend, Billy Mack, picked this particular record up, and the Hook really fell in love with it. It used to be played on the New York stations, as well I know, but Hook could not get a copy of it. And so the Hook did something that he did quite a bit back in the 1950s. He wrote to J.D. Records and to Mr. Joe Davis asking and sending him money if he could get a copy of this particular record. The record is Everlasting Love by the Scaletones from February of 1956, and it's wild because this was one of the last records that was actually issued under the J.D. banner. And not only did the Hook get this record, Hook got an entire package of J.D. records and autographed pictures from Mr. Joe Davis, and he'll always remember that. Yeah, and of course the Scaletones, three of these members later on became part of the group known as the Dubs. But from February of 1956, yeah, another thing from Eddie Reardon's wish list, these are the Scaletones. An Everlasting Love.
Last night she came before me like an angel of love, drifting the wild moonbeams from the heaven up above. It's sparkling golden slippers and diamonds in her hair. I reach out to touch her, but she was no longer there. Last night,
oh yes, it was last night,
she came before me,
when she came. Just like an angel, an angel of love,
drifting,
just drifting
throughout the moonbeam,
throughout all the moonbeam,
from the heaven,
from the heaven, yes, the heaven,
up above,
way, way up above,
it's sparkling,
sparkling,
golden slippers. But she was no longer there. Now I wonder, what she's thinking, way up there, so far above. And I wonder if she knows she's my
Everlasting Love.
Yes, from the Roxbury section of Boston, a record that charted very high here in the Boston and New England area back in May of 1955. Those were the Dappers on the Peacock label. How they ever got down to Peacock in Houston, I'll never know, because they were a local Boston group led by George Dapper Cromwell, who still had a remnant of this group still going and still playing up and down the East Coast as recently as about 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah, he and his son used to play in this group all the time. They used to play at a resort up in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. Those are the Dappers and Mambo Oom. Yeah, and since we're in Boston, we're going to hit another one of Eddie's wants. This is the first record on the Dawn label by the Sophomores. And both sides of this record charted well in early 1956. This from May of 1956. Cool Cool Baby was the side that they used to play, but they flipped it over, and both sides went up on the Boston charts. And I'm going to play you the side that the hook likes both sides, but used to love this one. These are the Sophomores, and Every Night About This Time. Beautiful, beautiful sound.
Miss you, miss you, miss you so.
Every night about this time. Oh, how I miss you.
Miss you, miss you, miss you.
I drift into our old rendezvous. Every night about this time,
the gang keeps on asking why you're not around, and I keep pretending
that you're just out of town. Every night about this time, memories haunt me.
Miss you, miss you, miss you.
Wondering to who's dancing with you. Every night about this time.
And when every night about this time.
Oh, how I miss you.
Yeah, the Sophomores, and Every Night About This Time. Hook really loved that record. Yeah, this is the GM Hooker Show. WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's rhythm and blues radio. 106.1 FM on your radio dial. Yeah, reminding you, the GM Hooker is here, sharing his time with the Billy Mack Show every Tuesday and Saturday night. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed what we had for you tonight. Yeah, this was a GM Hooker special dedicated to my friend, Mr. Eddie Redden, out in Mount Kisco, New York. Yeah, these were taken off Eddie Redden's wish list. Yeah, the songs and records that Eddie wishes were in his collection right now. Now, Hook went through and picked some that fit the rhythm and blues mold of this particular show. Yeah, Eddie, hope you liked it. The Eddie Redden wish list. Oh, the GM Hooker Show. Remember, there's just two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and baby, I'm both of them. Two of me for all of you. Until next time, this is GM Hooker saying bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
I'm